And the birds are kind of fun to watch out here. And what else should I say? This is going to be part of the record,
that's
I hope.
Good enough.
Okay. Yeah.
They won't sound a bit like me.
Funny they both go down the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, although I'm not a native, I'm all feel like one because we came here and my father came. We lived in Kent. And my father, it was during the flu epidemic, and both of the doctors, Dr. Peterson and Dr. Bissell, who were the doctors here in the town of Salisbury, had gone into the service and left no doctor here in the town. And Dr. Shannon, who had a sort of a sanitarium, TB sanitarium, over in Falls Village, sent an SOS out for another doctor. And as a new, younger doctor had just come to Kent, my dad thought he could be spared. So he came up here, and he lived at what is now the, well, later became the Housatonic Bookshop, that Mrs. Price ran a boarding house, and my father lived with her, and then on Falls up here. Mother and I remained in Kent until I could finish going the eighth grade. And then that next June, we came up to Lakeville. And for the first few weeks, we lived in at the boarding house where Dad did. And I started school from there. And the high school was where the post office, Lakeville Post Office, now is. And it had... Well, the grade school, grammar school was on the first floor, and the high school was on the top floor. And I went to school there. And I was a new girl in school, so of course I was a curiosity, sort of. The boys used to tease me coming home from school because they were trying to get my goat, which they didn't really. And
did you walk?
I walked. Well, no, we had it. No, we rode a bus from Salisbury. They had a bus, which anything far cry from the present school bus. It was more like a pickup truck that had benches installed on either side. It did have a roof over it, and we had curtains that pulled down like the old ferries. And we sat on those. We went from the Salisbury post office. We were picked up there and driven down to the school and out there. That was my first, the first half of my first year. High school. And then while we were living at Mrs. Price's, her husband died and she no longer felt she could run the inn. So she was a friend of Dr. Peterson's, and they were, Mrs. Peterson had gone out to California, I guess, or somewhere. Anyway, that house was made available, and so we moved down and lived in the house, and I don't know who owns it now.
Is that the one on the corner of Orchard Street?
Yeah, it's on the corner of Orchard Street, across from where Evelyn Dan now lives.
Right.
And so we moved down there and lived there until the war was over. And Dr. Well, the war was already over, as a matter of fact. And Dr. Peterson, they returned. And so then we, Dad and Mother, bought the house across the brook that the Salisbury Bank is now building on the place, but the Garrity's lived there for a while. That's where we lived at first, right by the brook. It had formerly been the Norton House. I think it belonged to, I don't know whether it was Lot Norton or not, but it had been in the Norton family because we found papers and things up in the attic there. And but anyway, Dad came during the flu epidemic, and I remember I was intrigued because he had a horse called Peggy and a sleigh. And we also had a Hutmobile Roadster, which was quite a car at the time. But he came, and it was during the winter time, and the snows were deep, and he would drive with the horse and sleigh to the foot of Brinton Hill. There seemed to be a number of people over there that had the flu, and he drove the saddle in the sleigh, and when he couldn't go with the sleigh any further, he'd take the saddle out and throw it on Peg, and then he'd ride horseback to the places. And I remember the names, one name that intrigued me was Sadie Winterbottom. As a matter of fact, I think she was related to
Emma Belter.
Emma Belter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that name was, I thought Winterbottom was a very interesting name, especially with the wintry weather and so forth, and the flu. Anyway, the flu epidemic got over, and I say Mother and I came to town, and we lived here for a while. And he used to go to the snows. I remember, too, we'd have Helen and Mary lived in New York, and when we'd go to meet them, they'd come up home for holidays, Christmas time, and the snow would be so deep. A couple of times we went to pick up Helen and Mary at the station in Millerton, and we'd get to Boulevard Hill, and that would be all drifted in, so you couldn't, we'd have to go all
around. What's Boulevard Hill?
Well, that's where that new development is on the right, all
oh,
the new houses.
Just before
that's
you
called
get
Boulevard
to...
Hill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'd drive way around to pick up the horse and sleigh, and then we'd get back home and enjoy the things. And what else do I have here? Oh, and well, in high school, that's my first memories, were when I was in high school. I remember I went the first day of school, my father was thought no child was educated unless they'd had Latin. So I was enrolled in the Latin class, and I was the only girl, because girls never thought, and the only reason they had Latin was because the boys had to have Latin to get into Hotchkiss. And I went into this class, and I was a rare bird, because here was a girl studying Latin. What for? It was such a horrible subject. But I did very well in it, because my father was a good Latin scholar. Thanks to him, I got through it all right. And but we used to go to school, and this is, as I said before, it's where the post office now is. And in the spring, that was the, we didn't have snow plows like we do now. That was just a river would be running down. You had to wear high boots to get in from there to the school. It would be, you know, a couple of feet deep of water running along the things. And in fact, that year was the year that the road was paved, it with cement. And to get to Lakeville, you had to go around through Lime Rock to get back from Salisbury to Lakeville, because this road was closed.
Down the hill.
Yeah. Oh. But we used to slide downhill. That was really fun. We'd start on one hill and slide all the way down, and then you could walk up to the top of the other hill and slide back. And the post office then was where the Holly... I don't know, it was where the, it's gone now, it was the Holly Blocks, was there. It was this big building, it had Boardman's store, and Twiss's drugstore was on the corner.
And is that the one that became Leverty's?
Yeah, and Leverty finally took over from Twiss.
Mm-hmm. And the post office was in there?
And the post office was the other end of that building. And later, E.O. Wagner had his insurance real estate office there. But anyway, the mail came in at 8 o'clock at night, and that was the thing to do. The young people would gather. We'd slide down the hill and go up to get the mail at 8 o'clock, and then slide back down. And by then it was time to go in and get your homework done for the school the next day. And another fair things going to school. It was fun. They had, I don't know what they were called, bobsleds or pungs or what. They were big sleighs that had two sets of runners, front and back, and drawn by horses, of course, care horses. And Hamlet,
that's a pung.
Yeah, and Hamlet Hill Farm delivered milk, and I don't know where they delivered it to, but they had these big cases with the bottles in it, and it was fun to run along and hop on the sleigh, stand on the runner and go along, and get a free ride. And I remember I did that one time, and I grabbed hold of one of these boxes and pulled the whole thing off and broke bottles all over the place. But the driver was very nice. I was petrified. I was sure I was going to be arrested for something. But nothing ever came of it. He just said, that's too bad. No, never mind, I'll pick it up, which he did.
Oh.
Those are kids nowadays. I'd probably be one. Nowadays, I'd been one of Peck's bad boys. And then where the Salt Lakeville Cafe now is, was Robert's store. And they had a movie house, certain movies up on the top floor. It was a great day. It was a hall where they had dances, and also they had the movies. And after school, we'd go up and take in a late movie, and we were really lucky. It cost 5 cents to get in, and if we didn't have a nickel, why, Clarence Millsbaugh was usually there at the door, and he'd let some of us in for free because we'd missed part of the show. We also played basketball up there. We had a town team, and they were good. There was Bill Rainsford and Ed Garrity and a couple of Silvernail boys. They could shoot marvelous baskets. And anyway, that was another thing. They'd have these basketball games at night, and then even the town team would play, and quite often they'd have a pre-game with the local, the high school boys, and sometimes the high school girls. And the high school girls played teams from Canaan and Millerton, but they were not Millerton and Canaan high schools, they were the women's team. And I can remember they really were, the women were rough, they were big gals compared to we young high school girls, but we usually did pretty well. And there also was the Best Theater, which is over where the Brothers Pizza now is.
Oh, that's the same one that...
And that burned down on Christmas Day, I remember. Mm-hmm. But we used to go over there and you saw all these wonderful pictures.
Two movie houses.
Yeah, we ran two movie houses. And I think they... I don't think they were every night. I think they probably had them Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturday nights. But there was the good old days when we had Wally Reed and Rudolph Valentino and Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks.
Pearl White.
And, the Perils of Pauline, yeah. And the Three Barrymores. And John Gilbert and Greta Garbo. And, oh, they were, you know, good old things. And the Hotchkiss School had a play every spring, and the night of their real dress rehearsal, the local people could go to the play. The plays were given in Roberts Hall. They didn't have an auditorium in Hotchkiss then. And the plays were given in Roberts Hall, and you could sign up, have reserved seats, and you'd go to see the Hotchkiss plays. They were really real, that's as close as a real theater that we had. And I can remember I was quite intrigued with some of the boys who had such lovely singing voices, girls' voice, two, three of them really. Of course, I was a young high school girl, so the boys, they were real thrills to watch them. They looked at you, yeah, you got a big thrill. And Robert's store, that was the store around. They had a delivery business, and they delivered to all the wealthy families in Sharon and roundabout. They had, you know, produce like red bananas, and I had a red banana one day recently. It didn't taste a bit the same. It just wasn't good at all. It just didn't have the same flavor. I don't know.
Did they sell just groceries?
They sold, oh no, they
everything.
The real, they sold groceries and fresh produce and boots and shoes and dress goods and all sorts of whatever. Store, sort of a dry goods and grocery store, I guess. And we girls, when the girls played basketball, we wore bloomers, and you couldn't, I don't know whether you could buy them ready-made or not, but I remember mine had 5 yards of blue serge, and they were pleated, and they had to come down below your knees, you know, hung over below your knees. And when our teacher, who was our basketball coach, she wouldn't let us go out of the hall unless we put our coats on to cover up our, it wasn't modest to go down with these bloomers. And we've come a long way from the bloomers I wore playing, bloomers and midi blouses that I wore playing basketball. So the practically nothing but bikinis they wear now. And she used to let us go down in between, after we played for a while, have to rest. We'd go down to Robert's store and for a nickel we could buy raspberry lollipops. They're great cooking for you. Boy, they look good. And you can't buy those anymore. What else did I have here? The Benjamin's store was up there on the hill in the Holly Block, and they made their own peanut butter right there. It must have been, he had a barrel under the counter, and they'd scoop into it. It must have been really very sanitary. They ground the peanuts right there. I don't know whether they ever cleaned the machine or not, but you just put the peanuts in and ground them out. They also had the biggest prunes I've ever seen. Oh, they were luscious, great prunes like that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was the A.H. Heaton store, which later was Barnett's, Ben Franklin store. But Heaton sold everything, hardware and menswear and furniture and bedding and all of those things. They did a lot of business with Hotchkiss School. The boys, they bought furniture for their rooms and lamps and all that sort of, the rooms were set up. the families would provide furnished those rooms. They weren't all furnished like they are now.
And did Mr. Heaton live on Ethan Allen Street,
yeah,
the same house that Louise Heaton
mm-hmm.
lived in
yeah,
when she retired?
Yeah. So,
and was there another store beside that building then?
Alongside of
the
environment?
The one that became the A&P?
No, it was built for A&P.
Uh-huh.
That finally was. But there was, Charlie Wings had his Chinese Laundry was there. And Ellis's lived in the house that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the annex, the thing that eventually they had sold, gifts, sort of a gift shop with china and glassware and things like that in it. At one time they tried women's clothing, it didn't hold so good. But Barnett's built, they had the A&P store built, and the A&P was there for a while. That's now where the Gulf Station is.
And what was originally where the telegraph office and Paul Argyll had his
that's now
barber shop there.
Yeah.
Well,
that
was there then.
There, Charlie Osborne had a harness shop there, and he did a lot of work. Harness was in then,
mm-hmm.
and also there was a Miss Stewart. She was a dear little old lady. She had Miss Stewart's little, I don't know, she called it a novelty shop, but she sold needles and thread
mm-hmm.
and pins and a little bit of ruching and elastic and bobbins and that sort of thing. She was a cute little old lady, and she had those things there.
And I can remember when Bessie had the lunch.
And Bessie's lunch
down
was
below.
That Bessie,
was it then?
Well, before Bessie's had it, it was Goddard's Meat Market underneath. And then they moved out to, well, I don't know what, Chris Dakin had his legal lawyer shop there.
That's
now,
right. That's right.
I don't know what's there right now, but
it's
just
empty
moved.
Right
up, yeah. But then Goddard's just moved up there, and that was their meat market. But Bessie had a lunch down there, and that was very good. And also the Hub was on the corner where Barry's jewelry store is. That was called the Hub. And Pa Dufour ran that. And the garage was took all the rest of the corner there, which is now the open
mm-hmm.
parkway.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold lunches, ice cream cones and so forth. Ice cream cones, you could buy a nice one for nickel.
Well, what was the building where the laundromat now is? Wasn't that a lunch?
Well, that was Ham's Luncheonette.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Ham, they lived there, and then they turned the front part of it into a store, and Bessie eventually moved up there and ran their places. I don't know whether they served luncheons or not. It was more for ice cream and candy and sweet shop sort of a place.
Was that Francis?
Francis
Lemoyne's
parent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else could there be that would be interesting? Newcomers to town. Oh, where Borden's place is now, that was a place run by Mr. and Mrs. Greer. They made the best oyster stew ever. They ran it, had a, it was a really a nice eating place. I don't know what you'd call it. It was just Greer's, at the sort of a tea room. And where Bill, I think at Bill Silta's house, well, it isn't now. That's where his parents lived. I don't know who lives there now. Ed McHugh. I think that place, that was
next door to Ed.
They had a tea shop there. There was Cox and Ives. They were two maiden ladies and they ran the tea shop.
Just think of all those places.
Mm-hmm. And up where, top of the hill where, oh dear, what is it now? Beyond the journal office, the building beyond that.
Community Fuel?
No, before you get to Community Fuel. Well, maybe there isn't anything there.
No,
maybe
I don't think.
Maybe Fuel. It was where the journal office and, well, it was, Tony, he has a barbershop now. I think part of that, anyway, there's a Mr. Bertone. He had another restaurant, and he specialized with waffles. That was a great place to go to have waffles and coffee for evening meal.
Amazing when you consider all those places to eat.
And where Community Fuel is now up there,
mm-hmm.
that was another little tea room. I've forgotten the name of the ladies that ran it, but they served homemade ice cream, and that was a nice place to go. And you could take your date there. You could get a, you know, nice, you didn't have to spend more than a dollar for a date for the evening. You go to the movies for 25 cents a piece, and then go have ice cream and soda afterwards. Just have a nice date for a dollar.
And then there were places where you could buy food to cook, too.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So now we have all the eating places and no place to buy
right.
food.
And,
Fascinating.
In the Holly Block, they had a Union Hall there. That's where the, I think the Masons met there, but I'm not sure. But they had this hall, and that's where we used to, the high school, we hired that, have dances there. It's called Union Hall. We always had the Halloween dance there. And then eventually they, somebody bought the place, they made their apartments out of it. And
there's still apartments in there when we came here.
Yeah.
What was where the firehouse now is?
Where the firehouse now is was this, the hose company's house. It was just a little wooden building.
Always.
As far as I remember, that was always the firehouse was there. And then Rainsford Shop, of course.
Yes.
Next door.
Yes. About when was the new post office built? Because I don't remember anything else but the post office being there. Is my memory faulty?
No. The date when it was built, I think, is on the plaque right on the front of the post office.
Probably.
But, well, let's see now. Could we... Donnie Parsons was the last class to be in the old high school. And that would have been about 1927.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably the post office dates to the early 1930s, I would guess. I don't remember.
Then that would be the time that the new school, which is where the old building at Central School is.
The present Central School used to be the high school. That was before the regional, they went from the regional. Donnie Parson was the only one in his class in high school.
Okay.
Well, there were only 12 in my class in high school, and that was in 23.
Mm-hmm.
Bill had only 3 in his, which was 21.
Now, when that school was built, was there a Lakeville grade school in the bottom part?
No.
None?
No.
Because they went to either Salisbury or Hill or...
Originally there was a school, Salisbury, Salisbury School, and Lakeville, and there was one in Ore Hill, one in Lime Rock, and one in Amesville, and one in Taconic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they all came to Lakeville High School from that. And then, they had that, built that high school. The old high school building was still used for the grammar school.
Oh, I see.
It must have been. I'm hazy about that, but it must have been then.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was just high school there to start with.
Mm-hmm.
They may have had the high school and the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades there to begin with. And this was still the lower school. And then eventually went on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Salisbury, the school in Salisbury was, that was discontinued. The building itself was condemned, but when my kids were little, the Mother's Club started the kindergarten there, and that used the first, we were allowed to use the first floor of that building.
Now, was that the old Academy building?
No, that
Grove.
Was that the old Grove building.
Yes.
The Grove School building.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the Academy building, though, that had school in it because that's where Polly Meyer taught when she first came to town.
Hmm.
Which was 1927, I think she did. And we had the Girls Friendly Club, who was very active. I don't know what we were supposed to do. I don't know, sort of charitable work with the can't remember just what reason was. It was sort of a social group. That's where the Masonic Hall is now. Mm-hmm. And, do you have a point or anything else?
Let's see, I'm going to put a stop on. Okay.
Yeah. Also, the Methodists had their Ladies' Aid Society, who had a, they met, I think it was the first Wednesday of each month, and they'd meet in the afternoon and sew, make aprons and so forth, getting ready for the fair in the summertime, and then they always had a supper, which began, first it was 25 cents for the supper, and then they had to go up to 35 cents to make ends meet. And one month they served baked beans, and they usually had cake for dessert. And the next month they served corned beef hash with raw onions. And Bill Perry, who was an old bachelor, he ran the what is the Farnham Tavern, which is now just the Farnham Apartments. He had that, and he always, when we had the roast the corned beef, he'd always come down for the supper. He always came in late. Everybody was through, but he'd come in and they'd set him up at the end of the table with a big plate full of corned beef hash and a whole saucer full of sliced raw onions. And he'd pour vinegar on them and salt and pepper, and he'd sit there and eat those. It was a good thing he was a bachelor, because nobody would want to sleep with him after that. And I can't think what they served with the baked beans. They had the baked beans.
Brown bread? Pickled?
Not necessarily. I don't know. They could have had, I guess they did have brown bread. Of course, the baked beans were all made by the women of the church. They sometimes had pies, too. And then in February, for a number of years, they had their George Washington's birthday chicken pie suppers. And they were special. They were, the men would go out and solicit for the food, and they'd buy the chickens and take them to the different ladies around in the town, in the church. And they were asked to make chicken pie, and I remember my dad solicited, and one of the things was, please take all the bones out, don't leave any bones in the chicken pie, it had to be all chicken. And they were good, too. And they'd make pies to go with it. Usually had cherry pies, and the chicken pie, and the cherry pie, and coffee and tea, whatever went with it. And invariably, there'd be 2 or 3 feet of snow for that. They didn't, the roads weren't plowed, so that sliding, coasting on the hills, and there weren't, occasionally there might be a horse and sleigh come by, but there really wasn't any danger sliding downhill, and there weren't any, no traffic to be avoided. And I can remember walking to school one day, and the snow was quite deep, and the people who live where the bank now is building, rebuilding the house there, before we moved there, must have been. They had their path nicely shoveled, but it was about 2 or 3 feet. The snow was 2 or 3 feet high. We went in and sat down there making a Pullman car, making our seats all along there in the snow. That was really fun. We used to make angels in the snow, and you don't hear about kids doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was fun to, you know, there's a lot of, really a lot of snow, and it wasn't gotten rid of like now. And they used to get ice out of the lake. Yes, it seemed to stay cleaner. And they used to get ice out of the lake every year to fill the ice houses. People didn't have electric refrigerators. You had an ice box.
You know, I think people in Salisbury were nicer than people in Maine, because we used to say, when we were making what you call angels, we were making butterflies.
Oh, lovely.
Not angels.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good. Butterflies, angels. So angels would be more apt to be in the snow than butterflies, that's yeah. Your thing. And the Hotchkiss, they had their mid festivities, I forgot what they called it, midwinter dance. And the girls would be invited from the Miss Porter School and Farmington, all the different, Miss Hall schools in Pittsfield, and Miss Porter School from Farmington, and the girls' schools. Comparable to Hotchkiss, and the boys would all invite these girls, and they were all city girls, supposedly, and all upper crust, and he was the one who watched to see what they were wearing. Actually, they weren't dressed much differently than the country folks were, but they also had their Olympian and Pythian meet, which was a show of gymnastics at their Hotchkiss gym. And this was the old building, of course. And the kids used to walk from here to up to Hotchkiss to watch the competition. I remember they did a lot of things on the rings and the horse. I don't remember any balance bars like they show nowadays, but they really were very good and clever. And that was sort of a big event for the local high school age kids to go up and watch them do these things. It was definitely a town and gown group then, though. The Hotchkiss masters and their wives were far superior to the local husbands and wives around. They really didn't mingle like they do now, didn't get into politics or anything. They were just themselves.
What was has community service been there for years and years and years, a hardware
center? It used to be E.W. Spur Company, and I think they were more coal and feed.
Is that related to Charlotte Bean?
Yeah,
Spur Hall.
That was her grandfather, I think. Mm-hmm. Our great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I think they were mostly just, coal, fuel and feed,
mm-hmm,
things,
mm-hmm,
for horses and so, mm-hmm, forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then community service bought, and that turned into, that then became a hardware store. And
how many trains were there a day?
There must have been, there was one in the morning. I think there were probably about, could have been three trains. There were at least two trains each way. And to go from here to New York, we took a train at the station here and went to Millerton, and then got off the station at Millerton, which is where their post office and parking, large parking area is. That was where the train was. You'd get off the train up there and have to walk down to where the present old station is now and get a train there to go to New York. But the trains used to bring the mail.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come in the there'd be one in the morning. I don't know whether there's one each way in the morning, or whether it came from Millerton and went north. And then but I know there's one that came in at 8 o'clock at night that brought the mail from New York. And there must have been some kind of a switching around from one place to another. But I know when Bill went away to college, that was 21. You'd get the train here in the morning and could ride, go all the way to Boston,
mm-hmm,
on the train,
mm-hmm,
and come back the same way. And of course you did just to drive to Boston.
When was that overpass that the train went over? When did that go out? I'm not sure. I can remember the one in Canaan, but I'm not sure that I really remember the one in Lakeville.
Well, it was there, and it wasn't too long ago. It was after 1931, because our steps that go down to my garden are part of the stones that were part of that.
Well, then it must have been gone before we came here, because we didn't
so
come
to it would have been the early 1930s, I would think. Let's see now. No, it must have been in 1940, because we have pictures of the twins. When they were discontinuing it, and they were, it must have been about 10, so that would have been 49 or so.
Then I must remember.
In the late 40s or 50s, yeah.
And did Mr. Spur get his stuff delivered to him from the train?
They had a...
The
yeah,
same thing?
Yeah, they had a, yeah,
yeah.
They had a train, you,
mm-hmm,
know.
The same way.
Spur, that's
yeah, a
there.
Spur, yeah.
Side
just track. The, just
yeah,
the way...
yeah, the same community.
Yeah,
did, yeah,
yeah.
All of their thing. The coal used to come that way.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the coal cars down here on the coming on the track, mm-hmm, way near that. And, of course, the bank was up on the hill there where Sergeant McNeil.
Mm-hmm. Was it built for?
No, wait a minute, they're not there anymore. They've moved too, haven't they? They're down the old Bissell House.
Yeah, that's where, isn't that where Walter Shannon?
Yeah, Walter Shannon. Yeah, there it is, their insurance.
Yeah, insurance company.
McNeil Insurance
that's right.
is up there.
Was that built to be the bank building?
I don't know, but I rather suspect it might have been.
What about the building that was between Farnham Tavern, the big building between Farnham Tavern and the Lakeville Food Center, which is now the Lakeville Cafe?
Well, for a while they had a men's club in the upper part of the building. We used to play basketball there too, but that was really low ceiling for basketball. It was Judd's Barbershop was in there, and Harry Miller had his plumbing business.
Oh,
there were two wooden buildings there.
Yeah.
And well, then the thing that was owned by Campbell's, those apartments over there.
Yeah.
To the left of that was a garage. The name of the people that Smith's, I think, it was Smith's Garage. They had a garage, and they had bowling alleys in there too at one time. They had a big fire there though. That Smith's, during when it was still a garage, they had this big fire there. Then I guess it was after they cleaned up after the fire, and they had bowling alleys back there. So we've had a lot of things that come and gone from Lakeville, as well as the grocery stores now where you can't buy any groceries.
Right.
And see, there was Danny's shoe store. That's still there. That before Danny came, that was the man's name was Tony Tufo. I can remember that.
But you don't mean tofu?
No, I mean Tufo.
Was it a
shoe? Tony Tufo.
Shoe shop?
He was a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
A shoe. Mm-hmm. Shoes there? Mm-hmm. Remember him?
I don't remember him. Yeah. I remember Danny only.
No, you wouldn't remember Danny because Danny came after John.
Well, what's this about Halloween dance?
Well, that was, we used to hold our Halloween dance at Union Hall.
I see.
That was the freshmen always had the Halloween, gave the Halloween dance,
mm-hmm.
and that was rather nice. We used to also, the I think it was the sophomores, always had a weenie roast the first, and that was held, these were two things that are traditional, the freshmen had the Halloween dance at Union Hall, and the sophomores had a weenie roast, and I think, I can't remember if that was in the fall or in the late spring. But it was held at Jennings Fireplace, which is up beyond the Porter Orbed. We used to go through Porter Street and then through a field, and there was a stone fireplace up there, Jennings Woods. And the house that was now empty, it's advertised for sale with Peyton and somebody, they bought it. His apartment house, Thelma Apartments, they finally bought it. That was the Jennings house. And then somebody after the Jennings moved out, but it was up back, way back up in there, they had this stone fireplace, and I guess we had had special permission to go up there, but we'd have a weenie roast and toast marshmallows. And
what had it been, was it built for just?
I think the Jennings were sort of summer people, and I think that was part of their grounds there.
Summer entertainment.
Yeah. They had built this nice, it wasn't, as I recall it. I haven't been there years and years. Mm. Probably not since the last weenie roast I went to. And
I've never been up that road any farther than...
Well, this, you went up for a ways and then you had to cut cross lots, go through the field. Seems to me we went, it was more I had to go through down where Boston. I think we used to follow the brook up there to get to this place. It seemed a long way to walk, but it really couldn't have been too far. We did a lot more walking. Oh, another thing.
Oh,
a regular favorite Sunday afternoon occupation was walking the railroad tracks. I don't think there were any trains on Sunday. We'd walk the railroad tracks up to Witter's Boathouse, which Mrs. Witter, let's see, I guess her house is no longer there, but that kind of turned down. But they had a boathouse on the lake, past where the Grove is now, down by the back of Holly Ludd's house there down. Not on their property, but there was a right-of-way there, and there was this boathouse. And that was the favorite Sunday afternoon to walk the but walk the railroad tracks. You didn't walk it with your boyfriend, but they usually seem to have gotten there sometime ahead of you or something, you know, you go there to meet them. Crazy things to do. Those are the good old days.
I think that's not more to say.